Praise God. We're taking time to remember and to reminisce the goodness of God. Amen. In the land of the living. That's where we are. And I am so thankful. I appreciate that song and the words, the message in that song. Praise God. I know that the Lord is with us. And that's not a feeling. That's a fact. And I don't walk by feeling. I walk by faith. And my faith is planted in the fact that God is faithful. Come on, somebody, praise the Lord. Come on, the fact of the matter is God is faithful. And He is an everlasting Father. Amen. And He is our Lord today. Come on, let's just wave our hands to Him. The Lord has been so good, so good, so good. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be having a rough time, but I'm telling you, your God is in control. He's not having a bad day, a bad moment. He's not upset. He's not nervous. Amen. He's not anxious. He's not scared. He's not intimidated. He doesn't feel inferior. Amen. He is in charge. He is reigning supreme. Hallelujah. He's the King of glory. He's the creator and the sustainer of heaven and earth. And He is with us tonight in spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God is able to supply your need again and again and again. Amen. And I think that you and I have lived long enough that we can say God is a good God. Amen. He is so good. I saw a few young people in here tonight, and just wanted to let you know if you're 18 and younger, we do have a youth service going on, and I've selected four young people to speak on the topic, the importance of a personal relationship with God. And so that is going on as we speak. So if you have a young person with you or near you, a son or a daughter, feel free to encourage them. We'd be honored if they could be a part of that service. Well, Pastor Kyle was scheduled to preach tonight, and come to find out, tonight was the litigation meeting. I'm not really sure the terminology there, but tonight was our last meeting with Royal Palm Beach concerning the cleaning of the property and, you know, all the codes and taking care of the violations, and hopefully he leaves in a better mood than he did going in, you know, because they were fining us $100 a day for several weeks, but we've cleaned the property and it looks very nice, and hopefully they'll accept that and they'll decrease the fine or even remove the fines, you know, but he is there at that meeting. He may be here shortly. So he was going to prepare you, the church, the pillars, the strength, the backbone of the church, for our upcoming service on Sunday, which is a service of thanksgiving, which the Lord has actually orchestrated that, and we're not going to go into details, but it's not a man's thing. It's not a man's idea, but this is something that the Lord has orchestrated, and he has used several people. Special treat. We're having Brother Doug Kleindienst. He's going to be with us this Sunday, and he has been here several times, and people always get the Holy Ghost and are healed and blessed and strengthened and encouraged. He is a very, very powerful evangelist within the fivefold ministry of this apostolic church, and so we are looking forward to his ministry, but we're also looking forward to bringing our thanks to the Lord, bringing our praise and our worship and our offering, our gift to the Lord this Sunday. So it's going to be a very, very special service. Amen. So if you're going to be here, just shout yes. Yes. Amen. If you're going to try to bring somebody here, shout yes. Yes. All right. Okay, the Lord heard that. Amen. Praise God. I was feeling something earlier tonight, And I want to plug this in before we get into our message. The baton has been passed. He was going to be teaching on Thanksgiving, what Thanksgiving is. And when he found out today that there was a meeting, he kind of passed that along a few hours ago to me. So I'm not going to be deep tonight because I'm never deep. But I am in the Bible. So we're just going to try to talk to you a little bit about what Thanksgiving really is. But before we get into that, I want to say this to you. You are very important to what God is doing in the earth today. You are very important. You are a member of His family, and God cares dearly for His family. We are the children of God. Amen. And we should have the same love that God has. We really should. How is that possible? Because God dwelleth in us. And you can actually embody that love and manifest that same love. Because the Bible says that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And by that love, we can love one another. And we can serve one another, minister to each other's needs. And I've said all that to say this. There are needs among us tonight. And we represent needs here in this service. And we've been hearing various stories of situations where people are hurting, they're suffering, they're struggling, they're going through something. And I want you to know, as a member of the body of Christ, that you have power in you. You have love in you. You have a word of God in your mouth. You have a prayer of faith to pray. You have the ability to provoke, to minister, to touch, and to help somebody. Amen. And the Lord says, if you've done it to the least, you've done it to me. And so this week, these next few days, find somebody, pray. And I believe the Lord will put somebody in your heart and in your mind. Call them. Minister to them. I don't know. Maybe get them a loaf of hard dough bread. Somebody bless me with that, and I'm so very grateful. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's get into the word of the Lord tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. I'll read one verse, and then we'll begin our study. Amen. I feel good tonight. I really do. And it's not just a physical feeling. It's a knowledge that I have. You know, the difference between sheep and lambs is this. Lambs go by feeling, and sheep go by a voice. And that's the sign of maturity. Sheep hear the voice of the shepherd, but the lamb always has to be pampered and touched, and they got to feel something. And I know there's different levels of maturity here tonight, but I've got to a point where I don't have to feel anything. I'm just in love with Him. And I know He's in love with me. And I know I belong to Him. And I'm in my Father's hands. And no man can pluck us out of His hands. Come on, somebody. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Come on, say it. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. Woo, praise God. And when I acknowledge that, then I begin to feel something. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. I know you've been standing for a few minutes, and I'm going to continue to stand after you're seated. I'll read this one verse. In everything, give thanks. It's more than just saying thank you. You know how we tell our children, now what are you supposed to say? You know, you gotta encourage them to say thanks. But this is much more than that. He's talking to a church, the church, and he said, in everything, church, give thanks. It's beyond just saying thank you. It's the giving of thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What is the will of God? Your thanks. Because everything that comes to your life is not the will of God. Hello? It's not the will of God that you die in your sins. but some people do. It's not the will of God for you to allow the devil to ride your back every day, but sometimes that happens. It's not the will of God for you to follow the wrong voice and pay attention to the wrong culture and fad, but it happens. But the will of God is this: in everything, be thankful. Why? Because God is faithful to his people, and he is our Father. Amen. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's just wave our hands to the Lord and thank him for his word tonight. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for meeting with us. Amen. And just manifesting your presence and your word tonight. Lord, for letting us know and giving us the assurance that you are with us. Amen. No matter what day it is, what time it is, you are faithful and you are present with us. And we acknowledge that and we believe that. And we believe, Lord, that you have already sent angels, oh God, to be with us and to help us, Lord God, in the work that you've called us to do. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for your presence tonight. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You can be seated. I want to talk tonight for a little while. In preparation for our Sunday service, the giving of thanks, the giving of thanks. So I'm going to teach a little bit, talk a little bit, and who knows where that will carry us. To be thankful means to be grateful. It means to be mindful of favors, of blessings. To be thankful is to feel appreciative. You've heard the attitude of gratitude. So what is thanksgiving, or what is the giving of thanks? And I'll read a little bit to you. Thanksgiving, or the giving of thanks, is the act of giving thanks. Grateful acknowledgement of benefits and favors, especially to God. It is an expression of thanks, especially to the Lord. It is a public celebration in acknowledgement of divine favor and or kindness. And this Sunday, we're going to have a very special service of thanksgiving. Now, you can have turkey if you'd like, or you can have ham, but I'm going to have Jesus, and we're going to have a party. We are going to have a celebration. Amen. And I mentioned to some, or to a few, just recently when I heard about the service, and I was being very serious. I wasn't trying to, you know, be super spiritual, but I said every service to me personally is a thanksgiving service, and every day that I wake up is a day to give thanks, and that's just kind of how I live and how I look at things, and I try to always acknowledge and to serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. And I really am thankful and appreciative that God is with us every single moment of our lives. And as I go into this study tonight, and as I've read so far, I understand that from a biblical standpoint, thanksgiving, or the giving of thanks, is a form of worship. It is a form of expressive worship to God. Now, if you read the Old Testament, you will find out that thanksgiving, or the giving of thanks, was part of what we know to be the peace offering. Unlike other sacrifices, it was not ordained to be offered in a fixed or at a regular course. The only constantly recurring peace offering appears to have been that of the two firstling lambs that was offered at Pentecost. The general principle of the peace offering seems to have been that it should be entirely spontaneous. Somebody say spontaneous. Somebody shout spontaneous. And of course, offered as occasion, or as an occasion should arise, from the feeling of the sacrificer himself. On the first institution of peace offerings, it's divided into an offering of thanksgiving and vows of free will offering. And I believe that there was a reason behind the institution of these particular offerings. In this case, the offering of thanksgiving or the peace offering. In fact, if you read Leviticus chapter number 22 and verse number 29, I'm not really sure. Okay, it is up there. The verse says, "And when you offer, will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will." In other words, we're not going to make it mandatory. We're not going to make it a law. This is a free will offering. How many knows that the Lord enjoys to hear His children say thank you, and I appreciate you, and oh Lord, I am so glad that you have blessed us with a brand new day. Every breath I breathe comes from God. He created the atmosphere of the heaven, the air that I breathe. And the Bible says that in Him I live and I move and I have my being. I don't know about you, but I'm very thankful that I have a place to live. I have someone to live and to put my life in. Amen. He's the very breath that I breathe. Amen. He is the sunshine. Somebody say, the Lord is worthy of the praise. In fact, when you look at the Old Testament, they brought a sacrifice of thanksgiving. It was a physical offering. It was a tangible offering. It may have been bread, or it may have been wine. It may have been oil, but it was something tangible. And this was an expression of saying, thank you. I appreciate the abundance of grace and mercy and blessings in my life. And it's a form of expression, expressing gratitude and appreciation to the Lord. Amen. And it wasn't a law that you had to do this at a certain time, at a certain season, or a certain day, but it was free will. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not a law that, okay, you offer this offering to the Lord on this day. But no. This is something that we give freely. We just wake up in the morning and we say, thank you, Lord, for a brand new day. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing that you put in my life. Thank you for the calling of God. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you for being my light in the middle of darkness. Thank you for being my peace in the middle of this storm. Thank you, Lord, for being a present help in the time of trouble. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord deserves a free will offering. Amen. It's voluntary. It's spontaneous. Amen. No one has to sing my favorite song for me to say, thank you, Jesus. You've been so good to me. I cannot tell it all. And because I cannot tell it all, I'm going to say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. And I personally believe that God wanted to raise His children to be thankful. And I am a father of two, and I raised two more, and they've been with me for a number of years. And I can, as much as I hate to admit it, sometimes I don't know if it's just me spoiling my kids or if it's just my kids taking daddy and daddy's blessings for granted. You know, we can do that, can't we? You know, when you're raised in the king's house, you eat the king's food, you wear the king's clothes, you drive in the king's chariot. Amen. You get waited on hand and foot, and you're always taken care of. When you're sick, you get bandaged, and you get the medication that you need, and you're always being taken care of. And if you're raised in that all of your life, there is a tendency to take that for granted. And I've seen that, you know, even in the church where based on my observation and my opinion, I'm like, man, these you know, there's some people that it's as if they have lost that gratitude and that appreciation for God's blessings and God's presence. And you know, you've been in a service where there's a new convert. They come in and they're just reaching out for God, and they're just saying, oh, thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Thank you for calling me out of darkness into this great and glorious and marvelous light. Thank you for forgiving my sin. Thank you for giving me another day. Thank you, Lord, oh, for being so good to me and allowing
allowing me the opportunity to come to you, amen, confess my sins. Thank you for washing my soul, amen, and for giving me a brand new beginning, amen, a brand new opportunity to know you and to experience life to its fullest. Amen. And I see, you know, new converts that come in and they're so thankful and they're full of praise and they're spiritually invigorated. But then I look at someone who's been in church for 10 years and 15 years, not all the time, but, you know, sometimes there's one or two. And they sit on the pew as if they have totally forgotten what God has done. As if they an erase from their memory that they forgot that God called them out, that God filled them with the Holy Ghost, amen, one day, that God wiped away their sins, amen, in water baptism in Jesus' name. I don't know about you, but I want to say this. I don't ever want to forget God's goodness and grace and mercy and redemption and salvation. I don't want to ever forget the goodness of the Lord in my life. God has been good to me. I don't always feel Him, but I rest assured on this reality, God has been good, and His word tells me that He is faithful. Amen. And by faith, I'm going to thank Him because I believe that He will provide for my current need in my current situation. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, children of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I feel the presence of the Lord right now. I believe that God responds to thankful children. Now, I know that God has the power to bless people that are unthankful. And I know that we live in a generation full of unthankful people and unholy people, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. But the church should be opposite. Amen. The church should be opposite the world. Amen. We should love God more than we love anything else in this world. We should be holy. We should be thankful people. Hallelujah. Somebody say, count your blessings and name them one by one. I don't know about you, but when I went home today, I had a hot shower. I had a fresh bar of soap. I had some name brand shampoo. Oh, the fragrance was amazing. I'm telling you, I am so thankful. Hallelujah. I acknowledge the blessings of God in my life every single day. I got shoes on my feet. I got bread in the cupboard. I got some milk in the refrigerator. I've got a lot to be thankful for. I've been in some countries, they only had one pair of shoes and they didn't have any socks. They had to walk to church or ride a bicycle or bum a ride from somebody. I've got a lot to give God thanks for tonight. Oh, praise God. We may not have a building, but we've got a roof over our head. We got a place that we can come together and we can have some apostolic Jesus name church. We can come together and we can have an altar call and we can pray people through to the Holy Ghost. We can have the gifts of the Spirit. We can have fivefold ministry. Why? Because God's good to His children. God's taking care of His church. God is meeting all of our needs. Oh, somebody praise Him. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. That's bundled up in my spirit. I'm not just trying to preach a good message tonight. This is the surplus of my spirit. This is the overflow, oh, of the revelation that I have of God and His goodness and His power and His provision in my life. Woo! Come on, you don't have to wait till the good part. This is the good part. The word of the Lord. This is the reality. This is the fact. Woo, praise the name of the Lord. God is raising His children to be thankful. God wanted to teach His people. Now, this is my personal belief. I believe that God wanted to teach His children to be thankful, just like you as a parent want to teach your children to be thankful. You know, I remember my dad saying, son, if someone gives you something, you say thank you. And you know, you open the door for the ladies and you say yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am. Those are things that my dad started teaching me when I was very young. And it instilled that in me, and I still have that. And I think since Exodus since the deliverance, and God brought his children out, amen, and gave them promises and instituted all these different offerings and the place of worship and so forth. When we look at the peace offering and the offering of thanksgiving, my personal opinion, now you may differ in opinion, but my personal opinion is that God was trying to raise his children to be thankful. Amen. To be thankful and to acknowledge him. Praise God for who he is and for what he does for them. He's the one that gives life. He provides for them. Amen. Instead of saying, thank you, Lord, for that manna that came down and for the quail and for that water, they started complaining. And complainers don't get much. they get something, but they don't get the greater things, the greater blessings of God. I think that when you begin to grumble and complain and look at the negative things that may not be pleasant to you, when you begin to take knowledge of those things and they kind of swell up in your brain and they take over your thought life, it extinguishes your praise. You ever notice that? Anybody ever had situations extinguish your praise? And you got so frustrated with your circumstance and with your pressure and with issues and situations that just didn't seem to be working your way. But all of a sudden, when I pulled away from all of that and I started lifting my hands and just saying, thank you, Jesus. As the scripture says in Thessalonians, in everything give thanks. Hallelujah. Keep a thankful spirit and give that to the Lord. Come on, give your praise. Give your thanks over to the Lord. Now, we're going to talk about some things on Sunday, but tonight I want to deal with the heart of thanksgiving. The heart of thanksgiving. And I believe that God is raising us to be thankful people. Well, we don't have this and we don't have this. I lost my job, but I tell you what, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, and I've never seen the seed begging for bread. I've always had at least a can of beans and maybe a few pieces of bread and maybe a frozen biscuit or two. I'm telling you, I've got something to be thankful for. Hallelujah. We're not having to ration our food out. Hello? We've got a lot to be thankful for tonight. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise the Lord. And the Lord wants to raise his children so that they would always acknowledge him, acknowledge that it is he that has blessed them. He made us and not we ourselves. I didn't get this because I'm smart or because of my ancestry. I got this because God is good and God loves his children. Even if his children don't love him in return, the Bible says that God even blesses the unthankful. He will do it. Amen. Now, the unthankful may not see as much as the thankful, but because God is good, he will even bless the unthankful. The rain falls on everybody. And the Lord, of course, is preparing us by instilling within his children the spirit of thanksgiving. He is preparing us to be blessed throughout our lives. Because if you raise up a child to be thankful, that child will be blessed all of his life. Because he will learn to value things and appreciate life and goodness and blessings and friends and family and relationships. Amen. Are you here? All right, I'm not going to keep you long tonight. And I'm not really intending to make you shout, but I want to sow this into your spirit so that when you come to this service this Sunday, you come with anticipation, and I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I'm not just going to come in and, when the song gets good, I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. No, I'm going to bring my thanks with me. And when I bring it with me, I'm going to give it to the Lord. I'm going to give him all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And I'm going to make a difference in this service. Thankful people, they bless every church service they attend. Amen. Thankful people, they bless the pastor. They bless the ministry. They bless their brothers and sisters. And they make a difference in every single service. Amen. I believe thankful people
they make a huge difference. They impact things. I believe thankful people are very optimistic. They're very positive. Can I get an amen? All right. All right. Very optimistic. And I don't like to hang around negative people. I've been around a few, but I didn't want to stay with them that long. And that's, you know, I choose who I spend my time with. I like to hang with thankful people. I like to associate with people that just enjoy the Lord and His goodness and His blessings and so forth. And they're very, very appreciative. Amen. So the Lord is educating. He is raising us up. Amen. To have a heart filled with thanks, an attitude of gratitude. And we must realize and teach our children that all good and perfect gifts come from above. In fact, when we sit down, and I'm not in violation of the scripture, if I take a bite of food and forget to pray, I'm not in violation of the scripture. God doesn't reach down and just slap me upside the head and say, "Boy, you forgot to pray." Now, He don't treat me. Now, He may, I don't know, but He don't treat me that way. But I require that of myself, because I don't want to take a bite of food without saying, "Lord, I thank You because You provided this for me." And I want to instill that in the heart of my children, that it doesn't matter how hard we work and how far we go, how much we toil and sweat, the Lord has given us the strength. The Lord has given us the mind. The Lord gives the power to gain or to acquire wealth. It's because God has been good that we're sitting down together, amen, and we're having this good meal and we're eating this hard dough bread, amen, and we're having some ackee and fish tonight and we have a little curry chicken. It's the Lord's goodness. It's not because we're good or because we're bad or because we're worthy or deserving. It's because God is good. And when you realize that God is good all the time, you can't help but to give Him thanks. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Why do you rejoice? Because I'm thankful. I've got another opportunity. Amen. I've got access to the mercy of God and the grace of God. I've got access to the blessings of God. Hallelujah. I rejoice because I'm thankful. Amen. And of course, you know as well as I that there are various ways and forms to express thanks and genuine appreciation to the Lord. You know, we share and confess and publicly declare what the Lord has done and what He means to you. You know, and we've heard it time and time again. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for His mercy. You know. And so we express that, we declare that. And, you know, we can express our thanks through testimonies, through singing, through dancing, giving offerings and sacrifices. We express our thanks through praise and through worship. And, of course, this is precious fruit. The Bible says it is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto the Lord. And, of course, we don't just do that in a church atmosphere. Amen. We do that everywhere. We can say, thank God. And of course, you know, when we say that in certain circles and in certain places, people like, thank who? Well, I'm the one that gave you the job. Yeah, but God's the one that gave you the brain to get an education and to get your little degree. Hello? Well, I'm smart. Oh. Well, you better be thankful. Amen. He said, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation, Psalms 35. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation, and I will praise thee among much people. I will do it publicly. Somebody say, I will do it publicly. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 18, He delivereth me from my enemies. Yea, thou liftest up my head from above those that rise up against me. You deliver me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praise unto thy name. In fact, Paul and Silas is there, and they're praying, and they're singing praises. Huh? And they were saying, thank you, Lord, that we have been accounted worthy to suffer for your name's sake. Now, I may have been complaining. I don't know, because I don't like pain, and I don't like to be in handcuffs, and I don't like roaches and rats and darkness. And they were in all of the above, but they were saying, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. What light?
What light? It's dark in here. And they praised the Lord, and the other people in the prison heard them. The people that were in there for murder and theft and all these other crimes, they were in there, and they didn't care who heard them give thanks to God. Because if you're truly thankful to God, you don't care who's listening. Amen. You're focused on one, and that is the Lord. Amen. I'm not concerned about the accolades and the acknowledgement of the people. I'm concerned with Jesus hearing me say, I thank you. I praise you. You've been good to me. And if this is the end, amen, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Come on. If this is the end, then so be it. I will be in the presence of my Father. And oh, we're going to have a time. Oh, yes. They may have been singing, Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus. But they were thanking the Lord through their praise and through their worship publicly. In 1 Chronicles, it says in 1 Chronicles 16, 7 through 9, then on that day David delivered first the psalm. And the psalm was to express their thanks to the Lord, as the Bible says, and he gave that to Asaph and his brethren. He's saying, guys, I got this new song I wrote. And, you know, I'm not really a good singer, but I try. But I wrote these lyrics down, these words, because it expresses how I feel about God. And he gave the psalm to Asaph, and he said, okay, guys, go in there and work on this, because we're going to have church tonight, and I want to hear this song sung. And that's the whole gist of this. And he is putting this psalm together. And I could imagine he may have been writing down, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Da-da. And he was giving that, you know, to the musicians and to the worship leader. And he is saying, man, the Lord's been good to me, and I want to share it with you. And I want you to join with me, and let's share it with the whole world. Let's share it with the kingdom of Israel. Let's sing it so loud that the heathen nations know that we serve a good God, that we serve a God who is all powerful. He is large and in charge. Oh, my Lord, the Lord is worthy of the praise, and we give him thanks. And David did. And he said, give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms and talk ye of all his wondrous works. And I'm of the persuasion that thanksgiving is also expressed through your dedication. You see someone who is dedicated and committed to the kingdom work and the business and the operation of the church and souls. I can look at that person and say, that person is thankful. That person is thankful that they have been redeemed, that they have been brought out and into this glorious light of salvation and relationship with God. And so that is a form of giving thanks to the Lord, and that is your dedication and your commitment to him. When you give thanks, thanksgiving acknowledges God, it magnifies God, it celebrates God, it glorifies God, and it pleases God. How many wants to do all of the above? Amen. As his children, as his sons and his daughters, we want to acknowledge him in all of our ways so that he will direct our paths. We want to magnify the Lord. And that's what we've been doing here tonight. We've been acknowledging him, and we've been opening our mouth and expressing our faith and our confidence and our appreciation to him. And we have been magnifying the Lord, and the Lord's become a greater reality to us and to the people around us. And we want to celebrate his goodness and glorify and bring pleasure to him. How many wants to please your Father which is in heaven? Amen. Giving thanks is also an expression of your faith and your confidence, your belief, your trust in God. And when I wrote this down today, I was in prayer, and I wrote this down. Giving thanks is an expression of your faith and your belief and your trust and your confidence in God and what he is able to do. And I listened to my pastor through the years, and some of you have been around Pastor Kyle when he is helping encourage someone to receive the Holy Ghost. And if you'll take note, he will tell them this, because it's a promise.
Amen. And in order to receive the Holy Ghost, you have to have faith. All right? Faith, believing God. Faith accesses the blessings and the promises of God. Amen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So when you begin to say, and I learned this from my pastor, Pastor Kyle would say, I want you to open your mouth and begin to thank God for the Holy Ghost. What do you mean? I don't see the Holy Ghost. I don't have the Holy Ghost right now. But he encourages them by faith, begin to thank the Lord for the promise. And that is an expression of your faith and your belief and your confidence that God will do what he said he would do. Amen. And I've watched it time and time again. I've never seen that happen before. I'm from Georgia. We had about 50 or 60 in the church on a good Sunday. Amen. When I come here, there was 500 or 600 people. People get the Holy Ghost every service, baptized every service, and I got to taking notice. I'm like, all he is doing is speaking faith to them, and they open their mouth and they begin to say, thank you, Jesus. When you begin to thank the Lord, amen, from your lips, you begin to take knowledge of him. And when you take knowledge in him, amen, it activates and stimulates that faith in you, and God responds to your faith. And when you say, thank you for my healing, thank you for my miracle, thank you for that provision, thank you for touching my life, thank you for deliverance, thank you for bringing my loved one back to church, thank you for touching that backslider, thank you, Lord, oh hallelujah, for providing for me. You can thank him before you see anything. Thankfulness is an expression of your faith and your confidence in God. I thank the Lord because I got a promise, amen, and that promise is a reality to me, and one day I'm going to see the full manifestation of the promise of God based on my thankfulness. Come on, somebody praise the Lord. Praise him if you know he's going to touch you, if you know he's going to help you. Amen. I've been praying for your husband. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've been praying for your relative. I believe God's going to touch him. I believe God has a way. I believe God has a method. I believe God has angels. I believe they're already dispatched, and they're already working there, and they're already moving, and they're already ministering. I don't see them, but I'm thanking the Lord because he is a God that is invisible. He is immortal, and he is all-powerful, but yet he's present with us. And when you thank him, it glorifies, it magnifies him. Oh, praise God. And he becomes a reality to your senses. And we enter into his presence with thanksgiving. You ever see somebody that just kind of come to church, you know, and oh, yeah. And you look at them as if, you know, you could read their mind and their thoughts and their attitude, and they can't wait to go get a happy meal because they're not happy. Like, I gotta come to church at 3:00 in the afternoon, and they can't wait till service gets out. And there's probably no one here like that, not on a Wednesday night. You guys are just glad to be saved, glad to be in God's house. Amen. I know there's nobody like that, but every once in a while you see somebody come in, oh man. You know, my kids sometimes, once in a while, even preachers' kids behave like normal people because they are. Hello. But preachers' kids say, Daddy, I don't want to go to church tonight. I say, well, I don't care what you want. You're going to church. How many has ever had some resistance from your children? But what do? You bring them to church anyhow. And you teach them by demonstration. Lift your hands. Let's praise God. And sooner or later, they start lifting their hands voluntarily and spontaneously. Amen. A free will offering. Because you're teaching them to be thankful. This is the day the Lord has made. Come on, somebody. Another day. Another service? Yes. I can't wait to get to church. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Why are you so glad? I don't know. I just know this. God's been good. God's been so faithful. I can't wait to touch him. I can't wait to hear what he has to say to me. I just want to be in the presence of my Father. And I'm very thankful for that privilege. Ah, Lord. I'm gonna try to wind this down here. What do you have to be thankful for? I'm thankful for his goodness. I'm most thankful for his mercy. Oh, man, if we were living in the Old Testament, we'd be dead under a heap of stones. Most of us would probably be stoned to death. But I'm so thankful for the mercy of God. And I can recall times coming in feeling so bad and feeling so unworthy, feeling like I just can't do it. Feeling like I don't know if I can preach today. I don't know if I could lead prayer. I don't know if I could minister to the people because of a bad thought or you said something or you behaved in a way that misrepresented Christ and you made a bad choice and so forth and you come feeling so unworthy. But when you get to church, you just feel that embrace. He doesn't push you away and beat you and smack you and kick you. He brings you up and he holds you because he wants you to know that he loves you unconditionally. Oh, if that doesn't provoke a spirit of gratitude in you, I don't know what will. I'm so thankful for the mercy of God because he has forgiven me time and time again. When I felt like I did not deserve and would not recover, God forgave me. How many is thankful for his mercy tonight? Come on. Halabaya pan king konsomoyeda haya pesa. Kemayede sila labaya dosokoya. Come on, give thanks unto the Lord tonight for his mercy in your life. Amen. When you spoke ill against someone, the Lord wasn't pleased with that, but the moment you said, God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. I pray you'd bless him. I pray you'd help me. Amen. Mercy came and washed your spirit all over again. I'm so glad and thankful for the mercy of God. I'm thankful for his unspeakable gift, for this great salvation through redemption, for grace, for love, for the freedom and the liberty that we have in the kingdom of God. I'm thankful for the mighty acts, the mighty works of God. I'm thankful for the many ways that God provides for us. I'm thankful for the ministry of the angels. I'm thankful for the gifts of the Spirit, their power tools in this great body. I'm thankful that we have an inheritance. Oh, praise God. I'm not waiting for my inheritance. I'm enjoying my inheritance right now. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm living just off the what do you call when you put money in the bank and the interest? That's what I'm living just off the interest of my inheritance. I'm living off just a little bit of my inheritance. Somebody say, I have an inheritance. We have heaven. Amen. And we are thankful that God is not a jellyfish God. He's not a weak God. He's a powerful God. Let's stand to our feet tonight. And let me say this. I'm thankful for you. And I appreciate you. When I hear that someone was praying for me, oh, that touches me. When I hear that my friend, my brother, my family, the church, I'm praying for you. I remember telling my grandmother, she was like 104 years old. And I think she died around 108. And she rejoiced when I said, Grandma, I've been praying for you. She said, dear, thank you so much. That means so much to me. I just want to say this publicly. And I'm not trying to get on your good side. I hope I'm already on your good side. But I'm truly thankful for this church. This church has been my umbilical cord. It's been my strength, my lifeline. And Paul said, we're bound to give thanks always to God for you. And he's talking to the brethren. He's talking to the church. Amen. If you're a thankful person, you're a person that I want to be around. Amen. Jesus, of course, conveyed this spirit of thanks when he broke the bread. Or before he broke the bread, the Bible says he gave thanks. You ever notice that every time Jesus sat down was with the disciples, see, he was teaching them to be thankful and to know where all of the blessings come from. And the Bible says that Jesus gave thanks, he broke the bread, and he distributed the bread. He gave it to others. And I came to this understanding that if you and I are not really thankful and if we don't really value what we have, then we probably won't share it with anybody else. But if you're thankful and appreciative of the blessing of God that you have, amen, and that is upon your life, then you will probably share it with others. This is too good just to hold to ourselves. We've got to let the whole world know that our God is good. Amen. Don't be greedy. Don't be stingy. Amen. Don't be a spoiled Pentecostal. But learn that it's God's goodness. It's not your worthiness. It's God's goodness. Now, I know in the last days, the Bible says, perilous times shall come. There'll be people that, you know, lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. They're boastful, they're proud, they're scoffers, they're disobedient, they're unthankful, they're unholy. But we shouldn't be that way. We should be thankful. We should be holy. We should love God. Is Sister Bishop here? Would you come to the piano for me, please? Amen. We're going to wrap this up. I want to close in Luke chapter number 17 and let you guys go home. In Luke chapter number 17, I'm going to read just a few verses. And the Bible says, "And he, Jesus, entered into a certain village, and there met him ten men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices, and they said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go show yourselves unto the priest.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed." Isn't that awesome? He just said, "Go show yourself to the priest." And they obeyed his command. And as they went, the Bible says, they were healed or cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back. When he acknowledged the blessing, he knew where that came from. He'd had leprosy for a long time, perhaps. And when he realized that he had been healed, he turned back. And with a loud voice, I don't care who hears me, with a loud voice, he glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, at the feet of Jesus. And the Bible says, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and he said, "Were there not 10 cleansed?" He's asking him, "Now, weren't there 10 of you that I spoke to and that were healed or that were cleansed?" And he said, "But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger." And he concluded and said, "Arise and go thy way. Thy faith have made thee whole." It's your thanksgiving. It's the giving of thanks that releases God to finish the work that he started in your life. How many wants God to finish what he has started? He's begun a good work in us, and we want him to fully perform it, to fulfill that work in our lives. And if that is going to happen, it's because you have released him by a spirit of thanksgiving. Now, everywhere in this place, now this has been very simple tonight, but let's lift our hands and our voices and let's express gratitude and appreciation to the Lord. If you truly value and appreciate the goodness of God, then why don't you open your mouth for just a few moments? I am so thankful, Jesus. You have poured your life essence and substance in me. And because you live, I live. And because you live, I can face tomorrow. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got a hope in my soul. I've got a reason to rejoice. And I want to say thank you, Lord. And I want to bring my life to you in dedication and in consecration and commit my entire being to you as an expression of my gratitude for the work that you've done in my life or for the blessing that you've bestowed upon my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, forget not the Lord and forget not his benefits and his blessings. He daily loadeth us with benefits. Every day that I live under the blessing and the provision and the providence of God. And he's raising up a group of people, children, that will be thankful unto him and give him thanks. Give him honor. Give him your life. Value the blessings of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We've got air conditioning. We've got a roof over. We've got clothes. We've got food to eat. We've got a car to drive in. We've got friends. We've got a family that loves our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, put your hands together, everybody. Woo! Come on, how many has ever been healed? How many is trusting God for the completion of your healing? I'm telling you, the prayer of faith has already been prayed over some of you, and the gift of healing is already working in your life. You need to thank God until it's fulfilled and totally completed. Amen. Because there's a beginning and an ending to everything. Come on. And he is the Alpha, and he is the Omega. He will finish what he started. Go ahead and thank him. Hallelujah. And that one that gave thanks, he was not just cleansed, but he was made completely whole. Hallelujah. Oh, everybody say thanks. Thanks. I give you thanks, Lord, for all you have done. Come on, say, I'm so blessed. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Come on, thank him, because he's got the power to heal your body. He's got the power, amen, to strengthen you. Oh, to renew you, to refresh you, to deliver your mind. Shout, I am so blessed, and my soul. Are you truly thankful? Hallelujah. If you're truly thankful, we expect to see you here this Sunday afternoon. Brother Doug Kleinitz is going to be with us. And the best news of all, our Father's going to be with us. And we get to thank him publicly in the congregation. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at prayer at 7 o'clock at the church property. God bless you. Dismiss yourself and be thankful. And share the goodness of the Lord with your world. And welcome back, brother and sister Robert and Alberta. God bless you, our newlyweds. Somebody say, yay!